Daron Levin is a longtime friend, a very longtime friend, a freelance journalist, editor-in-chief of Better Investing, Sirius XM radio host, used to write for the Wall Street Journal and other fine publications. Daron called me the other day, and we caught up with a lot of things. He says, you know what, Paul, I'm going to Israel. I'm going to be there for 3 weeks starting in late May. I, of course, said, why? What are you doing? Don't do that. And that's even before all of this attacking that's been going on. But Daron is a very strong Israeli and supporter of Israel. His beautiful wife, Adina, was in fact in the military like Daron was. She was an officer, in fact, as all the kids are in the military in Israel. It's part of their service. He is going there, and he said, can I call in from there? I said, absolutely. Of course you can. And so with that thought in mind, I wanted to speak to Daron before he left, and I can't look, I've been to Israel three times. I've always said, boy, if there was any way I could take my family, I'd love to take him to Israel, but I never feel it's the right time. And now I don't think it's the right time for you, Daron, but I know you're going.
Well, I'm going, and we're committed to the state of Israel, and it's very, very important for people who are there full-time to see that the world is behind them. And it's also important for me to see and document and report back to you and to your listeners and to readers everything that's going on there as accurately and as vividly as I can, because I think it's important for the world to support Israel for a whole bunch of reasons, which we can discuss. And there's so much misinformation, hatred, bias, and all of this floating around that I think it's the duty of every journalist who can, and I'm one, to get there and to report well. And that's what I'm going to do.
Do me this favor, then. As I look at my monitors around me, Columbia University, New York City, more anti-Israel protests. They've arrested over 100 people. This is happening at all kinds of places where we thought they were of higher education and well-taught students, but what the heck have they been being taught? How is it we found ourselves to have not a few people, but masses of people saying, and not just death to Israel, but death to America? How did this happen?
Well, it's a very complicated question, and there are a lot of strands to it, but let's start this way. First of all, people are very simplistic in terms of how they get their opinions. And today, many, many opinions are taken from TikTok. So if you are
That broke up. He said taken from TikTok. I just wanted to make sure everyone could understand. It broke up briefly.
Yeah, sorry. So if you're getting your information from Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and other social media platforms, it's quite possible that you have been told that Israel is an oppressor. Now, that's not even an opinion that's coming from another person. That can be coming from a bot that has been constructed in China, for instance. So we know that there's a lot of anti-Israel propaganda that's coming from bots in China and other places where America is very out of favor. And the point it really is not that they're against Israel, but they want this kind of dissension in the United States. So any college-educated student who has seen the history of Israel might be sympathetic to the Palestinian people, but he also might be, or she might be, sympathetic to Israel's story and against the Hamas, which is an extremist group that murders women, murders children, rapes women, uses people as human shields. How could you be on the side of any group? How could you, as a member of civilization, be on the side of any group that does such things? I don't understand that.
Well, I didn't understand that ever at all. But I do know, too, that the Palestinians have had a very rough life under what would be called Israeli control, or call it what you will. And we do know that Netanyahu, for example, doesn't see a two-state solution as a solution. So I'm going to jump ahead and ask you, Daron, what is the solution so that all of this can stop?
Well, the first solution is that the Palestinian people have to reach a consensus that they're willing to live side by side with Israel. A two-state solution, in theory, could work. There's no reason why it couldn't work. But a two-state solution means that both states have respect and regard for one another. The Palestinian leadership today does not want a two-state solution. It wants Israel gone, and we're not leaving. So it's quite that simple. If we get to a point where children aren't taught to hate Jews and hate Israelis, or that their land has been stolen and they should kill Jews wherever they can find them, and that they should oppose the state of Israel, when they understand that peace with Israel is to the benefit of everybody in the region, then there can be a two-state solution. I don't believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is against the idea in principle. I think he's against it if the purpose of the other side is to simply gain a platform for the next stage of struggle. That's not what we're going to do. We're not going to reach a platform for the next stage of struggle. We'll reach a two-state solution when there are two states that respect one another.
If only the people of that part of the world would understand, put the weapons down, and welcome the world to come and visit, the way that those countries would be turned around and be better to live in, and they would prosper with tourism and all kinds of things, they just have to stop hating.
It would be breathtaking.
We will look forward to your calls from Israel, and I again just say, please be very careful, Daron.
I will do my best, Paul. Don't worry about me. God's always protected me, and I don't believe that that's going to change anytime soon.
And give our best to Adina, and we will to you in late May.
Late May. We'll be calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Daron. Daron Levin, he's going to be taking his journalistic skills and coming back to us via phone or however we can get him, satellite, and just tell us what he sees from his perspective, as we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.